Funding from the USDA is now headed to the California Citrus Research Board, or CRB, for their efforts in controlling the Asian citrus psyllid. The project is the use of a biocontrol, specifically a tiny wasp, Tamarixia, that eats the psyllids. Director of the CRB, Ken Keck, explains more.
California has been attempting to, and when I say California, I'm talking about the University of California Riverside, the CDFA, as well as USDA APHIS. They have essentially a group within APHIS that specializes in biocontrol. And all of those organizations have been partnering with the Citrus Research Board to try to develop the best methods under California conditions for raising the Tamarixia, the wasp, that eats the psyllid nymph and eggs and so forth, trying to raise that under California conditions where we can hopefully establish this biological control agent throughout mainly the urban and suburban and interface areas with commercial citrus. You can't keep spraying backyards in the LA basin forever. That's unsustainable. Homeowners won't stand for it. Growers don't have the money to pay for those treatments. And quite frankly, the regulators don't want to be in a position of repeated sprays in homeowner and backyard settings. So one of our best defenses, it's hoped, against the continued establishment of psyllid. Now, we know some are going to be there. You obviously need some there for the wasp to eat, this Tamarixia wasp. But the best solution for at least controlling the population, keeping it stable, that is the psyllid population, is by way of classic biological establishment of the agent Tamarixia.
So far, the psyllid has made its way into 12 counties here in California. The disease it can spread, Wonglong bean disease, has only been found in one tree in the state so far. I'm Sabrina Hill for AgnetWest.com.